Now, the first love is one of those things we all remember, I think. You know, it's one of those things you think back to when you were a kid and that first thing that you really, really loved. Well, there's a play called First Love is the Revolution, and it's currently running at the Griffin Theatre. The story centres around a romance between a young boy and a fox. And in a similar vein to the classic Romeo and Juliet story, we're going to find out how, because we've got one of the actors in the studio with us, Matthew Wittett. He plays a few roles in the production, a character called Simon and another one called Gregor Moll. And we'll find out who they are because he's here right now. G'day, Matthew. Let me put your microphone on. Let's try that again. Hello, Matthew.
Hi again. How are you going?
I'm very well. Thanks for joining us here at 2SER.
Thanks for having me.
Like I said, first love. You know, it's one of those things we all remember. And when you have that first real yearning for somebody, you're like, oh, it's one you never forget.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you remember yours?
Look, I remember my first, I remember my first crush. I actually think I was really, I was like in year three or something.
Yeah.
I remember that it was the replacement teacher. And I just went and I remember going, hello.
That's sweet.
First crush ever. I mean, very innocent.
Sure.
Yeah.
Or when you're in year three,
but you
never
forget
that. You're like eight. So
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, of course. But you never forget the feeling.
I agree. And I love the concept behind this play because it centers around this romance between a boy and a fox. A very unlikely first love, one might say, but it's not as weird as people might think. Tell us a little bit how.
Not at all.
Yeah, works.
No, it doesn't sound it's sometimes when you say it's between a boy and a fox, it's a bit what is this show about? But it's actually not that at all. It is, as you say, it is a bit more of a Romeo and Juliet situation where it is a boy who is lives with his dad. His mum's not well, struggling with mental illness, and his dad's not good. His dad's not a great, and that's the character I play.
Right.
And so this boy's lonely, and he's 14, and he's kind of. He wants to make a fox stole. He wants to catch a fox.
Yeah.
And make a fox stole to give to his mum. His mum feels better. So he's kind of got these good intentions. But as soon as he catches this fox, which in our production is, all the animals are played by people, not dressed up as animals. So it's all about difference. So he kind of meets this fox, catches this fox, and realizes the thing that he was kind of wanting to destroy ends up being this sort of, incredible other creature,
right?
And he falls in love, and the two of them have this great sort of these great beautiful scenes where it really is like watching first love happen.
So like a forbidden love in that the fox in this sort of area.
Absolutely,
this boy, he was supposed to kill the fox.
Yeah, the foxes. There's four foxes, and there's Radicha who is the main fox, and then her brother and sister and her mum. And they live in a foxhole, but the foxhole is big enough for people to stand in as well. We play with the truth a bit in the show, so it's all kind of, it's one of those ones you let your imagination kind of go
sure.
crazy.
But I guess probably it sounds like some metaphors in there for maybe other parts of life.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it is at its core, it's about difference.
Yeah,
and it's about looking at someone and thinking they're one thing, but realizing that they're another, and kind of the impossibility sometimes to be with Rita, the playwright Rita Kalnias, is a really beautiful playwright and screenwriter. And she just wrote a feature film that screened at Venice Film Festival.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Baby Teeth, which was hugely successful over there, and it's being released next year here. She's a beautiful writer. And I think she mentioned some of her notes that, like, she was, when she was writing it, when she first moved to London, because she lives in London now and she's from Sydney, and she felt like, she wanted to write a play for English actors, but she felt like she didn't quite know how to do it yet. And the language was, Australian English and English are two very different things.
Okay.
So she felt like the one thing that she associated with and felt more strongly connected to was animals.
Sure.
So she went, I know what I'll do. That's my way in. I'll write animals, and that can be the point of difference. And she was looking at things like there was a war that was going on in Europe at that time, and she doesn't talk about which one it was, and it's not really about that, but she sort of looked at it and went, what is it when neighbours are at war with each other and they fall in love?
It happens all the time, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. absolutely. So yeah, so that's kind of the world, but it's outside of all that, it's hugely imaginative. It's heaps of fun. It's kind of crazy, and you do look at it at points going, oh no, that's actually a fox. What is going on? Hang on, what is happening here?
I got a bit worried when I read that there's a little bit of blood in this.
Oh, there's not much. There's
I'm not very
much.
Good at blood. I'm a bit faint.
No, no. At the end, I think, you know, we have a whole set made of AstroTurf. So a couch of AstroTurf, sort of. It's beautiful. It's a little hill on this tiny little stage.
Oh, wow. Okay, you've created like a little
kind of fox world with AstroTurf.
Nice.
And too much blood in AstroTurf is not a good combination. So we've kept it, actually. There's a bit of blood. There's a little bit, enough to go, ooh, that's blood. But yeah, that's right. About it.
Fair enough. Now, you mentioned you play Simon, who's the father of Basti, the boy.
Yes, that's right.
But you also play another character, which is not uncommon. You play sometimes multiple characters in plays. Gregor Mole.
Yes.
That's an interesting name.
I'm a mole.
You're an actual mole.
I'm a mole. Yes, that's right. I'm a mole who's been brought in.
Is that how moles speak, by the way?
Well, no, my mole is quite English.
Oh, okay.
It's quite English, because we struggle with that one, because moles are ostensibly
moly,
English.
Moly, yes.
But the rest of us are Australian. But yeah, he's brought in as practice, because the little kits, the little cub, young foxes are learning to kill.
Oh, I see.
Because they've got to kill to survive.
They're practicing a mole.
So he's brought in as practice, a practice kill to start, and that's the starting point of the whole show. And she's going, I don't know if I can do this.
Yeah, right.
She does. I mean, no spoilers there. She attacks me. I'll say that much.
Oh, so you Gregor know. Might not last long in this play.
Yeah, you never know.
We'll see.
You never know. I also, there is a third character that's sort of not listed, but I also play a chicken too. So that's,
oh, rad.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
That was a bit of fun playing animals. It's not often it unless is. You're playing in an animal farm or something, I've you know, done, that you're yeah. doing it to do animals.
Yeah. I've done a few animals over
oh, you
the
have?
Years. Yeah. I've done a pig.
Yeah, right.
Been a pig, I've been a dog, I've been a couple of cockroaches.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like you've got a specialist role there.
I just, you know, I try to get away from them, but they just keep coming back.
You'd think a dog would be pretty fun to play. You know, they're lovable and everyone. But pigs, I think pigs would be good because, you know, you get to roll around and mud and just like run into things.
That's right.
And you're intelligent.
Very intelligent.
Yeah.
I played a nasty pig, though.
Oh, did you?
It was like it was a sequel to Animal Farm. Like
oh, right.
A sequel years ago at Sydney Theatre Company. Yeah, and I played a sort of a bit of a fascist pig.
Fair enough.
So, yeah.
Okay, smart fascist pig.
Yeah.
Now, this play's been going for about a month at Griffin Theatre. We're just so everyone knows, we're actually chatting to Matthew, your surname, Whittle. Whittet.
Whittet, that's me.
Matthew Whittet, who is in a play called First Love is the Revolution. Running at Griffin Theatre, been going for about a month. We've had some interesting comments maybe afterwards. You get people coming up to you and asking you about the play and what it all means, and you know.
Oh, look, we've actually had an incredible reaction to the show.
Great.
The audiences of all different ages as well have all gone, oh my God, this is nuts and crazy, but like an incredibly entertaining night in the theatre too. So it's a really good, if you've not been to Griffin Theatre before, it's actually a really great introduction to the company. And it's we're only on for another week and a half, so get in while you can.
Definitely. As Matthew mentioned, it goes until the 15th of December at Griffin Theatre.
The 14th, sorry.
14th,
sorry. Wouldn't want anyone turning up on the 15th. Don't turn up on the 15th, please.
And while you're here, you've actually written a new play called Kindness, I believe, which is going to run at Griffin as well in the near future.
Yeah.
I mean, we can always get you in and talk about this another time.
Sure.
But maybe little tidbits about that as well.
Sure. It's a new show. It's a new play, and it's going to be on in May next year. And it's about a group of 20-year-olds who are all it's a little bit more on the serious side, I guess, than First Love. But it's about a bunch of 20-year-olds who are they're all getting together at their share house one night, and one of them is in a bad place, so they're actually helping him and lifting him back up on his feet. So it's a really gentle, beautiful play about community and about sort of and about love as well, and sort of the things you do, the acts of kindness you do to actually help people get through.
That sounds
tough
amazing.
Times.
Oh, it sounds really nice and very relevant to a lot of people who live in share houses who have to sort of share their time and their space with people, but they get very close to them as well. And so
they become your surrogate family,
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
You know, That's what happens.
Sounds amazing. Matthew Widdett, thank you so much for joining us. First Love is the Revolution. It's running at the Griffin Theatre until the 14th of December. Jump onto their website for tickets. Good luck with the rest of the run. Have a Merry Christmas and good luck for your show next year. We might get you in again.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Matthew.